I'd like to look at the Word and Scriptures with us tonight in Hebrews chapter 11 for just a moment time. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. The Bible says in verse number 8, it says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have after received for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Now go to flip over just a little bit to chapter 13. Chapter 13, and the Bible says this in verse 13. He says, "Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp," talking about Jesus, "bearing his reproach." Verse number 14 said, "For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come." I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought: looking for the right place. Looking for the right place. As we see this, the Bible teaches us here that Abraham sought, he said, a city which hath foundations, in Hebrews 10, 11 and 10. And in 11, 15, or 13 and 14, he said, looking for a continuing city. Now, I don't know about you, but I got to thinking about this, and there's no place in this world that we have, this earthly world, the spectrum in which we live, where there's a city with a foundation that's permanent, a foundation that's sure, a foundation that's steadfast. And it don't matter how good you form it, how good you pour it, Brother Robert, in this world in which we live, it's going to decay away. And they say, concrete continues to harden for about 100 years, and after about 100 years, it starts to break down and decay. They was building a park and deck over here in Asheville. They built it, they formed it up, they poured it, and before they ever got it finished, they realized it wasn't substantial. It wasn't what was needed, and they had to rip it out and start over. I want to say, praise God, I'm glad there's a place where there's a foundation, and that foundation is so sure that it's going to be there for eternity. Glory, hallelujah. It's a foundation, praise God, that God has laid, and no man can destroy. Bless His name. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a continuing sin. I'm not talking about one that it's hit or miss. It might be here today and gone tomorrow. I'm talking about a city that God said that Abraham was looking for. He said it was a city with foundations. And it was a city, praise God, that was a continuing city. Boy, ain't you glad for that? Without that, we'd have no hope. But I'm glad tonight that we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name. What we have in heaven, praise God. Number one, we have a place. Amen. We have a place. You can take it to the bank. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you," John 14 and 2. Praise God, ain't you glad? He's gone to prepare us a place. Let me just say it better than that. He's gone to prepare you a place. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. We ought to just jump up and say, glory, hallelujah. I've got me a place. Amen. I got me a place with a foundation. I got me a place that's continual. Praise God, it'll never cease to be. Praise God. There's always going to be a place, and there'll be a place for you, and there's a place for me, and there's a place for whosoever will, and that'll step up and take their place. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Now, there's some people that say, "Well, preacher," I had a person tell me one time, he said, "Well, now, preacher, you know, when they talk about heaven, you know, it's not really a place. It's just kind of a state. It's more like a state or a condition that we have, you know, just as we go through this thing." Let me tell you something, friend. There's a place called heaven, and it's real, praise God. It's foundational, and it's continual. Hey, praise God. And if it's state, that's all right, because the state I'm in, praise God, is a state. And one day in a little while, glory, hallelujah, I'm going to fly on out of here, and I'm going to go to that place. Amen. That's the state I'm in. You know, well, that's a condition, praise God. The condition I'm in is a saved individual going to a place that's prepared for me. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. It's not just, hey, listen. If it was just a state and a condition, praise God. Hey, I'd rather enter into hell as a believing on Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Praise God, and enter in lost and undone without God. Amen. I'm glad a state and condition that we have is Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. They say it's just a state. They say it's a condition. But I want to say, praise God. I want to say by the authority of this blessed old book that it's a place called heaven. Amen. I said it's a place called heaven. Amen. A place where it's prepared for the prepared. So Hebrews chapter 11 says that we have a place. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13 and 14 says that we have a place. Praise God. I'm glad for a place tonight that we can be assured of. We don't have to doubt and wonder about it. Because Jesus said, I go to prepare you a place. If I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where you are, where I am, there you may be also. Amen. I want to say I fixed that maybe also up on March 1976 when I come to old-fashioned altar. I said, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace. I believe you died on Calvary for my sins. I know you got up, praise God, victorious over death and a grave. And Lord, please forgive my sin and save me by your marvelous grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I fixed that up. Praise God, on a Wednesday night, a night just like this, midweek service. I'd went to a revival meeting with a buddy on Tuesday night, went home and I so tore up my heart. I don't know what I slept a wink. Brother Jeff, I flipped and fought and wore that pillar out. But praise God, the next night, I remember he asked me, said, you going back with me again? I didn't know. I've told you before. I didn't know that whoever brought the most people with them at the end of the week is going to get a prize. So Gomer, he was inviting all us fellas to go with him. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad on that Wednesday night, I said, yeah, I'll go back with you. If he wouldn't have been going that night, I don't know that I wouldn't have found me a ride. Because, Brother Robert, there was something down in my soul wanting me to get back to that little church house. I want to hear that little old preacher one more time. I just let him speak to my heart one more time. I think I'd already decided down in my soul. If God just unctioned me one more time, I pray, hey, listen, I don't think I'd ever got over that Tuesday night. I believe God is still dealing with my heart, Brother Jeff. Thank God that He did. He didn't give up that day. He didn't give up that afternoon. He didn't give up that evening. But when I got over in that pew, He was still dealing with my heart. He said, son, I got a place for you. Amen. Praise God. Those are prepared for that place. Made my call and election sure. Amen. Praise God. I've been saved by His marvelous grace. God, give me that place. Amen. A place in the presence of the Savior. Amen. So I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where are we going to be? One day, a little while, Brother Bill, we're going to be where He is. Amen. Glory be to our heart's desire, and my heart's desire is to be where He is, because where He is, there's no sadness, no sickness, no affliction, no heartache, no death, no dying. Praise God, I'm glad one day in a little while, I'm going to be where He is. Amen. Praise God. Looking for the right place. Amen. That's what I'm talking about tonight. There's a place, praise God, is way better than this world. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a place. There's a place promised, praise God. A place of the redeemed spirits tonight. Those that's been bought, prayed for with a price. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad, ain't you? A redeemed spirit in a redeemed body. Amen. Let that sink in just a minute. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Redeemed spirit in a redeemed body. A glorified body like unto the Lord, praise God. We'll be able to stand it. We'll be able to shout as much as we'd like to, and we're going to like to. It may going to be able to shout as much as we want to, and we're going to want to. It may glory, hallelujah, we're going to praise Him and lift up His name and give Him glory for about 1,000 years. You say, preacher, we'll be wore out. No, praise God, we'll just be starting. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Bill, we won't get tired up there. Amen. We'll be running well up there. Praise God, that redeemed spirit and that redeemed body. Bless His holy name. Hey, we going to a place where there's a redeemed society. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Hey, this old society that we live in is wicked and vile as hell itself. But one day in a little while, are we going to slip out of here? They may not miss me. They may not miss you. But I want to say on the authority of God's word, Brother Robert, we got a crowd awaiting over yonder. They're looking forward to us coming home. Glory, hallelujah. Are we going to split those gates? And we're going to shout and praise God? And we're going to meet with them? And they say we'll be known as was known. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to just shout and praise God here. So we get over there, they say, there He comes. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to be known over there for praising and blessing the name of Jesus. Lift Him up. Glory, hallelujah, everywhere I go. In that redeemed society on the other side. Amen. You got to be born again. Got to be bought by the price. Amen. Praise God to be saved. Amen. Not only will we be in a redeemed society, praise God, we'll be part of a redeemed universe. One day in a little while, God's going to make it all better. Amen. He said, this old earth we live in, He's going to melt it with a fervent heat. He's going to sterilize it and purge it, praise God. And when He's done and He's finished, we'll be living in a redeemed universe. Picture, how do you know that? Because it's the Word of God. God said so. Bless His holy name. So we see the place God's got. Well, sounds nice to me, don't you? It sounds like a place a man ought to be looking forward to. It ought to be a place that man could be acquainted with. It ought to be a place, praise God, that we can recognize. It is a place that we can know about. There's no place like that around here. Praise God, there He is over yonder. Amen. Makes you want to just let go and go home, don't it? Now you know why what Paul says. Praise His name. But we live in a world today, praise God. We have a place, but we live in a world today where there's no peace. But He said, hey, we're going to find a place one day where there's some peace. The peace of God. The peace that passes understanding in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world, the whole creation is in travail today. You look around you, we can see it all around us. Amen? Travail of creation. Praise God. But look at Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter number 8, in verse number 18, the Bible says this. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now listen, we think we may be going through hard times. We may be going through travail here. We may be going through hardships here. But let me tell you, young ones, on the authority of the Word of God, listen to me. He said it won't even compare what we're going through now. Won't even compare what we're going through now. Let me say that again. Won't even compare to what's going to be revealed in us on one of these days. Amen. Praise His holy name. Now, He didn't say it's going to be revealed, Brother Bill, to us. He said, praise God, said it's going to be revealed in us. Amen? Praise His name. Ain't you glad for that? For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen? Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting to see what God's going to do next. What's next? Praise God. He said, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly. Amen. Okay, now, he was made subject to vanity by the fall. It wasn't his doing. He's not, but not willing, just because of the curse. He said, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. Praise God, one day in a little while, we're going to be delivered, praise the Lord, into His presence. Glory, hallelujah, be delivered into the presence through the delivering power of God. The glorious liberty of the children of God. delivered from the curse. Said, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. That universe of universal suffering that's going on all around the world. And praise God, one day in a while, youngins, it's going to cease. It's going to desist. And praise God, we're going to have a peace, a perfect peace, a peace that passes understanding, a peace that we'll never know about this side of eternity. But I'm glad God Almighty, He said, I'll give you peace. Even now, I'll give you peace right here. I'll give you peace that passes understanding. He said, my peace I'll leave with you. I'll give you peace whenever chaos is breaking out. He said, I'll give you peace down in your heart. Amen. Sometimes the world looks at us Christians and they don't understand why we're not all stirred up like they are. Amen. It's because of that peace that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. In other words, we've been saved and born again. Amen? That means we somebody going somewhere. Before we was somebody going nowhere except hell. Now we're somebody going somewhere special. Praise His name. He said, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But watch this. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. What are we waiting for, youngins? We're waiting for our redemption, praise God. And our redemption will come, Brother Robert, when our Redeemer comes. Amen. Praise God. He'll come and there'll be a shout and a trump and he'll come up hither and we'll go home to be with Him. Whether by the grave or in the rapture, praise God. One day in a little while, we're going to leave out of here. The whole creation is waiting, praise God, for that time of peace that's promised in the world. Amen. A peace that passes understanding. A peace where there's hope and confidence, not in us, but in God Almighty. He tells us in Revelation chapter number 21. Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, the Lord says this, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Now watch this, verse number 4. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad? There's a day coming one day that there's going to be a peace that passes understanding. There's going to be a peace, praise God, that we can only imagine. Amen. Through the Word of God. We can only see through the hourglass of His time. Amen. As He begins to reveal to us. So we have a place. Amen. And we have a peace. But we also have a people. Amen. We have a people. A people with a great faith, praise God, that's a looking for the glorious appearing of the Lord, who's trusting in the Lord Jesus. You remember in Matthew, where that centurion come to the Lord? Matthew chapter 8, his centurion, he was a captain over a lot of folks. And his servant was sick, and he went to call upon the Lord and said, Lord, my servant's sick. I'm just paraphrasing that. He said, Lord, my servant's sick. And he said, I need you to heal him. And the Lord said, okay. He said, I'll go. He said, no. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. He said, but I'm a man of authority. I say to this one, go, and he goes. And this one, do, and he does. Praise God. If you'll just say the word. Amen. If you'll just say the word, Lord. And what is it the Lord said? Lord told him, let me read that to you. I don't want to mess that up. Lord told this centurion in Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. This is what the Lord said to him. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He said, listen, he said, what I see here, he said, I see a great faith in those that have a great faith, those that have a believing faith, those that have a hope and faith, praise God. He said, they're going to come and they're going to sit down with all the saints of God. He said, one day in a little while, we're going to come together unto the Lord and we're going to sit down. Those people that have faith, those people that have great faith, those people that's gathered together from the east and from the west and the four corners of the earth going to be gathered together unto the Lord. Praise God. And he said, some of the greatest men and women in the world were men of great faith. Men and women of great faith. Those are the ones that made the biggest differences in this world, in this country that we live in, was people with great faith. Amen. So we see the place and we see peace, but we see the people that make it possible. Amen. As we come to the Lord, praise God. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, he says this, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. Now these are people with great faith. These are people that believe in the Lord. These are people that listen to God and they believe what God says. Amen. If our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. And house not made with hands. He said, and said it'll be in heaven just a little while. And that's what he says. He said eternal in the heavens. Praise God, I'm glad. People with great faith, people that know God, we believe that he's preparing us a place that has foundations, whose builder and maker's God. Praise his holy name. And those foundations are sure. They're constant. They're continuing, praise the Lord. Those people that's continuing with them in the presence of God. Amen. So not only see the place, we see the people, we see the people. Amen. In that place called heaven. Praise God. A place on there. If this tabernacle, this house were dissolved, we have a tabernacle in heaven. Praise God. A building built by God. A building of God. And house not made with hands. Eternal. In the heavens. Amen. So we see the people there. People of great faith. And the ones of great faith, praise God, are the angels. Angels are there. Amen. In heaven. The Bible says, it tells us in Luke 1:19. Tells us in Luke 15:10. Said the angels in the presence of God. Where's that at? That's in heaven. Amen. One day, praise God, we're going to get to look on angels. Amen. You said, preacher, we're going to be angels. No, we ain't. We're going to be saints of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to be in the presence of the Lord. They still going to be angels, but I don't know that we're going to be angels. Praise God. We're saints. We're heirs and joint heirs with God and the Son. Praise His holy name. So we see the angels there, but not only do we see the angels, we see God the Father there. 2 Chronicles 6:30, praise God. Said God Himself will be there. Amen. Ain't you glad you got a place to go, Brother Robert, where God Himself's going to be? He's not going to stick us off in some dark corner of the universe, say, here, just hang out over here for a while. No. The Bible says, praise God, when we go out of here, we're going to go out of here and be with Him. Going to be with Him where He is. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Where's He at? He's in heaven. Amen. Not only are we going to see angels there with the saints of God, but we're going to see, and ain't going to see God there, but we're going to see Jesus Christ there. Jesus Christ is going to be in heaven. He will be there. Amen. How go? Because He's already there. Stephen, he's been stoned dead. The Bible says this in Acts 7:56. He looked up and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man, that's Jesus, by the way, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Where's Jesus at? He's on the right hand of the Father, praise God. That's where He deserves and desires to be, and that's where He's going to stay. Amen. And one day in a little while, He's going to step up from there with a shout and a trump and a come up hither. Praise God. And we're going to lose gravitation. And we'll get to be Superman and Superwomen for a while. And we'll fly out of here. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad it's that way? They may roll your carcass up here to the front of the earth, front of the church. Praise God. And they may say, here lies such and such and so. But I want to tell you on the authority of the Word of God that your spirit, that person that makes you live and breathe and have your being, praise God, and your soul, praise God, that part that helps you to know God is going to go out of here. Amen. Amen. They'll roll your old carcass up here and they'll say a few words. Oh, we'll try to be as nice to you as we can. Amen. He said, well, preacher, you better say something nice about me. Well, you need to start giving us something to say. Amen. I'm just kidding. But praise God, then we'll roll you out here and we'll plant you in the dust, back in the dirt from which you come. But praise God, that soul and that spirit, glory, hallelujah, is going to go back to God. Amen. Who give it, praise the Lord. By Ecclesiastes 7 says that there's going to be, 7, it says that the body goes back to the ground from which it come, but the spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. It's His. Belongs to Him. And Jesus is going to come one day, praise God. He's sent the right hand of the Father. One of these days He's going to stand up and say, come on. Praise God. And a sum of the whole thing. Look at Hebrews chapter 8. Gives us a sum of the whole thing. Amen. He tells us so. In Hebrews chapter 8. Amen. And verse number 1. He said, Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen. He said the sum of the whole thing is that we've got somebody, praise God, that's there for us. And His name is Jesus. Praise His name. Amen. So we have a place and we have some peace, and praise God, because we know the people that's going to be there. Amen. Oh, Paul's going to be there. Praise God. Paul was ready to go when he was here. Amen. Paul was longing and looking for... Hey, listen, Paul was looking to go to, for the Lord to come back while he was still alive. Amen. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, he said, for I am a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. Paul said, I'm ready to go. He said, I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to depart. He said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He said, praise God, I'm here with you, but I'd rather be over yonder with Him. Amen. Praise, yeah. He said, praise God. He said, I'm in a strait. He said, I'm between an old proverbial rock and a hard place. Amen. I feel like I'm in that wine press. Because he said, I'd like to be where Jesus is. You know what Paul was saying? He said, I'm looking for the right place. And one day over on Road Damascus, I found it, and it's with Jesus. Amen. I'm looking. What about you tonight? Are you looking for the right place? Amen. I believe we're looking for the right place, don't you? I believe we're looking for the right place. The right place is heaven. And nothing else will satisfy. Amen. There's nothing else, praise God, that'll satisfy our soul, praise God, other than heaven. As well as heaven. As good as heaven. Heaven, praise God, is our prize. Heaven is our purpose. Heaven is our life. Heaven is eternity with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Makes this old life seem less and less, doesn't it? Because we have an eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that old Abraham is looking for a city. Amen. It has said, for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That means that he's not only the builder, but he's the architect. He's the one that designed it before it was built. Amen. Praise God. And He designed it and built it through Jesus Christ, our Savior. All things were made by Him. Without Him is not anything made that was made. And that includes heaven. And that includes a place for me and you. Amen. Praise God. If we're looking for the right place, then we're looking for heaven. Nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else will do. Amen. Tonight, what we ought to be looking at. Are you looking for heaven? Are you looking for it? You know how we get. You know how we know what we're looking for is when we know what it is. Amen. I told you this tonight so we can know that it is. It's a promise of God. It's a place. And it's a peace. And it's a place where people have peace. Where we gather together in the Lord. Where we put away all the hardship, all the wickedness, all the things of this world. And we come into the presence of a holy and a righteous God. the best thing about this place, and Paul knew this, the best thing about this place was the people in the place that's gathered around the Lord Jesus Christ, magnifying and glorifying Him and giving Him praise. Amen. And you know what this, old world that we live in is? This world that we live in is a place where we practice this book. Amen. Basic instruction for leaving earth. Amen. We start trying to get it down pat so we can get there, praise God, we can just shout and praise and give God glory throughout eternity because He's given us a place to do that. Amen. Praise God. When we find that place, it'll be a place called heaven. Can't be satisfied with anything else. We need to be telling our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones, our young'uns, need to be telling them, praise God, heaven is the only place to be. Amen. All these things in the world, they're fleeting, they're going, they're passing by, but heaven is a place that's eternal, a place where you can be satisfied forever.